The Polish-American radio program, which can be heard by more than 500,000 Polish-Americans in our area, now proudly presents their Polka Time and Variety program. And now, here's your host, Michael Blihash.
Jane Dobrin, welcome to our Saturday get-together here on 860 AM, serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware on the radio, and the entire world on the internet, simply by logging on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com or go to the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com and click on our radio link. Well, as we get started today, I ask that you contact family members and friends and invite them to tune in. Then sit back, relax, and enjoy as we begin with this one. It's called the House Party Polka, and it's by Eddie Biegaj and the Heroes Polka Band.
For 80 years, the Chev family has brought the old-world flavors of Poland directly to your kitchen at home. From Port Richmond and beyond, Chev's masterful blend of spices makes your taste buds soar as you experience their homemade kielbasa, pierogies, cabanosa, and much more. Stop in today at 3370 Tilton Street in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia to experience Poland's best, or visit them on the web at kielbasiboys.com.
Well, welcome once again to our Saturday Variety program on this first Saturday of November. And first of all, I would like to say thank you to everyone that helped us celebrate October as Polish American Heritage Month. There were many celebrations that took place all over the USA, from parades and festivals and so much more. It brought a lot of goodwill, and of course, it helped promote Polish and Polish American heritage and allowed the general public to know more about the great things Polish people have done in history for over 1,000 years and for 416 years here in America, and the assistance of the organizations, newspapers, and radio programs certainly helps spread a lot of good news. I encourage all of our ethnic communities to continue doing things like this, because this is exactly what it's all about. Your assistance is very much appreciated. And you know, we try very hard to do positive things, and we appreciate all of our advertisers. And now I have a special word to all of you as we begin November, and that is from all of our friends and supporters from WSFS Bank. And as you know, they stand for service. And more people tell me that they enjoy the services of WSFS Bank. And for more information about the location near you for banking, check them out on the internet by going to WSFS Bank. Well, the November edition of the Polish American News is now available on the top of the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And as always, you're asked to copy the link and email it out to family and friends. The digital edition has been unbelievable. They've gotten quadruple amounts of people tuning in to the paper on the front page of Polish American Center, and also sending it out to family. And that's really important because it has information about Polonia's efforts, historic reflections, and so much more. And you can also look at past editions right there on the top of the front page of Polish American Center. Check it out. You'll be very impressed. And also today, I have best wishes from Mr. James Robaczewski. And as you know, Mr. Robaczewski is the national president of the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, and they handle life insurance plans, annuities, fraternal benefits, educational scholarships, and so much more. And they've been doing that for more than 150 years. I'd also like to say that they invite you to check them out on the internet by going to prcua.org. That's prcua.org. You can check out all their links. And if you need more information about their insurance plans, annuities, fraternal benefits, and so much more, they invite you to visit their internet site by going to prcua.org or go and give them a call at 1-800-772-8632. Well, this Friday, November the 8th, and Saturday, November the 9th, you're invited to St. John Cantius Christmas Bazaar taking place. That's this coming Friday and next Saturday from 6:30 until 9:30 in the evening, both days, at St. John Cantius Auditorium, Almond and Orthodox Streets, in the Bridesburg section of Philadelphia, where you'll enjoy great Polish and American food each day, lots of games of chance, and so much more. Spread the word and invite everybody this coming Friday or next Saturday from 6:30 until 9:30 p.m. there at St. John Cantius in Bridesburg. Also, on Sunday, November the 10th, from 9 a.m. until 12 noon, they will have a breakfast with Santa. Bring the kids for a picture with Santa. The breakfast is $5 per person. How about we... This is Michael Blihosh, host of American Workers Radio, and you are asked to help us promote November as American Made Month. During the entire month of November, we ask you to highlight businesses manufacturing and assembling products in America and let others know where those products are available, and also support your local businesses. There is a poster and event schedule promoting November as American Made Month on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com and AmericanMadeMonth.com. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, tune in to American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., broadcasting in Philadelphia and the tri-state area. You can listen live or to rebroadcast anytime from AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And I want to say thank you to everyone that is helping us promote all of our efforts, especially our weekly program, because we're getting a lot of new people involved with our message. Thank you for spreading the word. It's also posted in the November edition of the Polish American News. How about we pause now and say happy birthday in Stolat to Martha Drescher from her husband Michael, to Teresa Andrekiewicz from her husband Marek, to Anna Phillips from her entire family, to Irene Pohalski from her husband Steve, to Rose Marie Duk from her husband George, as well as for Barbara Ratkowski from all of her family and friends. For all of them and all of you ladies in the audience celebrating a birthday this week, let's enjoy this one by Dennis Poluski and the Maestro's Men.
Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio, attorney at law, is available to handle your legal matters. She's part of the well-known firm Bennett, Bricklin, and Salzburg, and works in all areas of the law, including immigration, personal injury, compensation, and real estate. Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio is fluent in both English and Polish, and welcomes clients to contact her from throughout the Philadelphia area and New Jersey. If you need legal assistance, call Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio at area code 215-423-4824. That's area code 215-423-4824.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to believe, but the national election takes place this Tuesday, November the 5th. It's a time for all of us to vote for the individuals who have been asking for your votes to represent your local communities as congressmen, senators, and the many other people that are running for office. They've been asking for your vote, and go out and vote for them. We also have the opportunity to vote for our choice for President of the United States. So reserve time to go out and vote this Tuesday, November the 5th, if you haven't already voted in the new early regulations that are out there. Make sure you get that vote in on time, or be there to vote this Tuesday, November the 5th. Remember, it's up to all of us to vote for the people we feel best will represent us and our nation's future, our community and our state's future. Make sure you vote. And yes, your vote is very important and it does count. And next, I have greetings from our good supporters, outstanding supporters from the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. And they are a national organization and they receive a lot of great contacts from our broadcast and from our community. And they invite you to visit their internet site by going to psfcu.com. That's psfcu.com. There is a page of information about them in the November edition of the Polish American News. Do check it out. And we thank them for all of their outstanding support throughout the year. Well, next Saturday, November the 9th, everyone is invited to the Polonaise Ball, being sponsored by the Polish Heritage Society of Philadelphia. And as you know, that will be taking place at the Associated Polish Home Ballroom. That's at 9150 Academy Road in Northeast Philadelphia. It will begin at 6 p.m. They will serve dinner at 7, and the traditional Polonaise will take place by the PKM Polish dancers, and it will be a very good time for all. Now, during this event, they'll be honoring John Wisniewski, who many of you know as a community activist. And John Wisniewski is also did some very wonderful things during his time in the Polish-American community. And most recently, he rescued the stained glass windows from St. Laurentius Church, and they were relocated to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in their chapel there in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Check them out the next time you go there. And for additional information or reservations, you can contact Debbie Mica at area code 215-627-1391. That's area code 215-627-1391. All proceeds benefit the Polish Heritage Society's scholarship fund. And I have greetings today from Rivers Casino. And as you know, they're located at 1001 North Delaware Avenue in Philadelphia. And they welcome you to check them out on the internet by going to riverscasino.com. And when I come back, I'll be sharing some thoughts with you on supporting American workers. But first, I would like to say happy wedding anniversary and Stolat to Amelia and Ed Rovman, to Michael and Maria Jurkiewicz, and to Joseph and Laura Urbanek. For these great couples and all of the couples in our audience marking a wedding anniversary this week, we're going to enjoy this one. It is the Wedding Bells Polka, and it's by Ray J and the Carousels.
Jedzie, jedzie biały koń, to jedzie z naszej stroń. Dzwonki dzwonią, ding, 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 oj wesoło dzisiaj dzień. Zaraz
zakranki, zing, 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 to zasłoni, ding, 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 szczęście jemu z kolacji.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to promote November as American-made month, America's consumers are urged to look closely at the labels on clothing, electronics, and general household products as we continue working toward our goal of 50% of all items sold in America being made in America again. For over 35 years, most Americans did not realize that thousands of well-established American-based businesses and thousands of well-known brand-named items move the manufacturing of their product lines outside of the United States. Those businesses left the United States to avoid the ever-rising cost of doing business in America, and we urge all of our supporters of the Buy American Made campaign to urge their national and state elected leaders to reduce taxes and regulations on businesses so they can rebuild their product lines here in America. By supporting manufacturing in the United States, we know that we are helping employ many levels of American workers, from purchasing supplies, manufacturing, packing, shipping, sales, product delivery, office and management jobs, and many which represent employment opportunities for our families, friends, and neighbors. And we thank you for your participation. Kindly invite your family and friends to support November as American Made Month and invite them to learn more about our efforts by visiting AmericanMadeMonth.com. Your comments and suggestions are always welcome. Kindly send them to michael@americanworkersradio.com. This is Michael Blihosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to all of the radio broadcasters and also the local papers in many states that are publishing my commentary in their paper for people to read, and they have helped a lot of people to become involved. And I hope that those people are going out of their way to let others know about the message as well. You know, it's hard to believe that people in this country sat back and did very little, especially the elected leaders, for 35 years as thousands of established businesses left the United States and there was very little said about it. And also thousands and thousands of well-brand-named items moved out of America to foreign countries with very little said, and often nothing said, from our national elected leaders from all over the USA. When this election is over, it's going to be time for all of us to speak up, because it can't continue. In fact, we want more and more of those items once again made in the USA. Do spread the word, and the commentary is always on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And as I mentioned before, this Tuesday, November the 5th, is Election Day. If you haven't already pre-sent in your election ballot, or you didn't go to do it live, make sure you come out on Election Day and make your choice known, because elections are very important. And I've been promoting it on our Wednesday show, because this time we want to see exactly where the American people want to go with all that they're trying to do to improve life here in the USA. And as you know, we try to promote a lot of positive efforts throughout the year. And November, as American Made Month, is another one of those opportunities. Kindly go out of your way to look at labels and also speak up where you shop, because that's what it's really all about. People have to make it known that they want things made in America, and they want the stores to know that when they are giving them an option to buy American made or foreign made, that they have an option to support American made first. There's a lot of people have been telling me that they've been going out to look at greeting cards for their family during this special time. And they said to me they were pleased that more of the companies were featuring cards made here in the USA. That's very important, because the store people report through their cash register what's being sold. And as they see that more and more American-made products are being purchased over foreign-made, it certainly helps. So kindly continue to do what you can to support all that we're doing here on American Made Month, and also for what we're doing on American Workers Radio and all that I promote here on our Saturday variety program. And November is, of course, National Small Business Weekend, the first weekend of every month. And I have this message for you.
Everyone is encouraged to support local businesses throughout the year and during National Small Business Weekend, the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month. Small businesses employ more than 60 million Americans and add to the well-being of local economies. So spread the word about National Small Business Weekend, the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month. And for more information, visit nationalsmallbusinessweekend.com.
And the November edition of National Small Business Weekend continues on this Saturday, November the 2nd, and tomorrow, November the 3rd. Kindly go out and support all of your local businesses. And don't forget to tune in again this Wednesday, November the 6th. That'll be the day after the election, so we'll probably and hopefully know everything that's happening and what is the will of the people, and we'll discuss that as well. And you can listen to our rebroadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Anytime link. And I would like to say thank you to our panel members, Larkin Conley, Bruce Bassett Powell, Mark Andel, and our engineer, Henry Chaplinsky, for all that they do to make our weekly show interesting. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for spreading the word. It's because of your participation. Many good things are happening, and we thank you for your faithful participation. And I'm going to dedicate this next selection. It is by Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra. You hear it every so often during our broadcast, and it's called America, We're Faithful. And we are faithful because we're really trying to support American made.
I wonder where we're going with the way that things have been. It's not your grandpa's world, it truly is a sin. I really can't complain, 'cause my health is pretty good. Will someone please tell me what I misunderstood? The red, white and beauty of the flag we held up high. Lately ranks in second place, and I wonder why. Love it or leave it, I gotta tell you, friend, there's a little bit old fashioned in this American.
America, we're thankful. America, we're proud. America, we're able to bring you back around. America, we're thankful. America, we're proud. America, we're able to bring you back around.
Constitution, don't tear it all to bits. Our fighting men and women deserve much more than this. We gotta see the light, or soon we'll have regret. We gotta do what's right, not what's politically correct. If I can make a difference with this simple song, a little more of right and a little less of wrong. Let's come to our senses, clear up distorted views. If Christ comes out of Christmas, I'm gonna blow a fuse.
America, we're faithful. America, we're proud. America, we're able to bring.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to our Saturday Variety program serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware 7 days a week here on 860 AM. I'm Michael Blihosh, your Saturday and Wednesday host, and I welcome you to spread the word about all the broadcasts here on 860 to your family and friends. Our schedule is the same Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. On Monday and Tuesday, enjoy Barbara Ilnitska in the Polish language. On Wednesdays, I'm here for another edition of American Workers Radio. And on Thursday, Barbara is back. And at 11:45, enjoy the Pauline Fathers radio broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. On Friday morning, Barbara's back at 11. And on Saturdays from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into our Saturday variety program here on 860. And every Sunday, tune in from 12:30 until 1:30 in the afternoon with hostess Barbara Ilnitska, followed by Polonia Today with hostess Debbie Majka. Now, if you have a special event coming up in the family and you'd like to have it mentioned here during our Saturday broadcast, just send me a brief note to the Polish American Radio Program office. That's at 308 Walnut Street, Philadelphia, PA 19106. And of course, I'll do my very best to have it done for you on the appropriate Saturday. And I'd like to bring attention to Anizik's Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Fuel Oil. And they serve Camden, Gloucester, and Burlington counties, New Jersey. And they've been doing so since 1932. May I encourage you to give them a call at area code 856-456-5953. If you live in Camden, Gloucester, and Burlington counties, and check them out on the internet by going to anizik.com. And Polish American Social Services, as you know, has been serving southeastern Pennsylvania and the state of Pennsylvania for the last 116 years. Now, they are welcoming you to visit their internet site by going to polishamericansocialservices.com or unitedsocialservices.com, and you'll be able to see the many services that they offer. However, if you would like to give them a call, you can contact them Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. at area code 215-923-1900, and they all want to say what great responses they received from people saying, thanks for bringing up the GoodRx program. It has really saved us money on our prescription drugs. And whenever you go to your pharmacy, make sure you let them know that you want to know the difference between your particular insurance plan and the GoodRx program, which is free and open to people of all ages. And Polish American Social Services also wants to remind you about the Pennsylvania Property Tax Rent Rebate Program. It's been extended until December the 31st. And for more information or an application, if you live in the state of Pennsylvania, give them a call this week, Monday through Friday, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. at area code 215-923-1900. And the Polish American Cultural Center, located there at 308 Walnut Street in historic Philadelphia, continues to welcome visitors from around the world. They are open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. and stop by and let other people know. Now, they wanted me to let you know that they have received the new supply of Polish and American flags, flags that are just red and white or flags with the eagles. They are available there at the museum during regular hours. That is Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. You can give them a call if you'd like additional information. They are normally there at till 4 p.m., but give them a call between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. if you're interested in more information about the 12 by 18 inch size Polish and American flags. Well, it's time now for us to send out this selection by Bobby Vinton. It's the Beer Barrel Polka, as we say happy birthday and stolat to Anthony Valaitis from his wife Sophia, also to John Kalita from his wife Anne, and to Alan Furmański from his wife Genia. For all of these gentlemen and all the gentlemen in our audience celebrating a birthday this week, let's enjoy the Beer Barrel Polka.
There's a garden, what a garden, only happy faces bloom there, and there's never any room there for a worry or a gloom there. Oh, there's music and there's dancing and a lot of sweet romancing. When they play the polka, they all get in the swing. Every time they hear that oom pa pa, everybody feels so tra-la-la. They want to throw their cares away and lube śpiewa, śpiewa. Then they hear a rumble on the floor. It's a big surprise they're waiting for. Roll out the
The Polish National Alliance, America's largest ethnic fraternal life insurance and investment organization, encourages you to open a PNA annuity. Your deposits are tax deferred. You can open the account with $500 and then make future deposits in any amount in your tax deferred annuity. For more information about PNA annuities, IRAs, and life insurance programs, call the Polish National Alliance at their toll-free number 1-800-621-3723. That's 1-800-621-3723. And complete details will be sent to you from the national office. When you call, you can also request that a local PNA representative contact you directly with further details about PNA annuities, IRAs, and their many insurance programs. Call the Polish National Alliance at 1-800-621-3723. That's 1-800-621-3723.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that the November edition of the Polish American News is available on the top of the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And as always, you're asked to copy the link and email it off to family and friends. It's been a very interesting way to spread the word about Polonia and our good efforts. There's a lot of photos in this edition from the Pulaski Day Parade, and you'll be very pleased that many of the announcements that you hear on our radio program are also presented there in the Polish American News. Do check it out, and you can also see past editions simply by going to the top of the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And by the way, you can also view the Pulaski Day Parade from last month on the front page of the PolishAmericanCenter.com. You'll be really pleased to watch it. It's nice. It's on many ways to do it, to see it, but you can check ours out on the front page of YouTube. And as you know, we're trying to promote positive things all the time, and November is American Made Month. Check out all the labels wherever you shop and let others know that you're a supporter of the Buy American Made campaign and November as American Made Month. And as you know, tonight we move the clocks back 1 hour. And as they say, we spring back in the fall. And of course, then we'll spring back the other direction when the spring comes. We'll be getting an extra hour of sleep, but at least you'll be on time for everything tomorrow. Well, on Saturday, November the 9th, you're invited to the Polonaise Ball that's being sponsored by the Polish Heritage Society of Philadelphia. That'll be taking place at the Associated Polish Home Ballroom, 9150 Academy Road in Northeast Philadelphia. That's Saturday, November the 9th, beginning at 6 p.m., dinner at 7, and the traditional Polonaise will be presented by the PKM Polish Folk Dancers, and they will be honoring John Wisniewski this year, who is an outstanding Polish-American community activist. For more information or reservations, you can call Debbie Mica at area code 215-627-1391. That's area code 215-627-1391. And don't forget, this Friday, November the 8th, and next Saturday, November the 9th, you're invited to St. John Cantius Bazaar, taking place there in the Bridesburg section of Philadelphia, where you will be enjoying lots of Polish and American food, games of chance, and a good time for all. That is 6:30 until 9:30 p.m. in St. John Cantius Auditorium, Almond and Orthodox Streets in the Bridesburg section of Philadelphia. Stop by and enjoy yourself. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot of things that we're always trying to promote. And I would like to now give you this particular promo about Polka Deli. Polka Deli is located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, and they feature Polish-style meats and deli products and a selection of imported products from Poland and Polish-American products. Stop by Polka Deli, 2719 East Allegheny Avenue, and see the great selection of products they offer. For more information, call Polka Deli at area code 215-634-3750. That's 215-634-3750. And I want to remind you about Polska, Polish pottery and gifts. You know, Christmas is not that far away when you think about it, how time went so quickly. And if you're looking for something that's absolutely the very best, beautiful, handcrafted in Poland, may I encourage you to check out Polska Polish Pottery and Gifts. Now, you can visit their internet site and check out all the stuff that they have to offer, and you make your purchase online, and they will ship it to your door. Now, you can also visit their King of Prussia Mall store. That's located at 690 West DeKalb Pike, and you can give that store a call at area code 610-256-2306, and you can visit them at polskapolishpottery.com. That's polskapolishpottery.com. Now, they have a second location, and that's Polish Pottery Pride at 29 Wyoming Valley Mall in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. That internet site's address is polishpotterypride.com, and you can also give them a call for additional information by going to 570-592-6382. Remember, your purchase will be delivered to your door. And also, I want to thank everyone who is helping us to promote November as American Made Month. And during the entire month of November, American Workers Radio is expanding its efforts to promote America's businesses, the industries that are manufacturing and assembling products here in the USA, and providing jobs to our family, friends, and fellow Polish Americans. For more information, or if you'd like a poster, I would like to encourage you to go to AmericanMadeMonth.com. That's AmericanMadeMonth.com, and you can print out a poster and, of course, give it to your local store, display it in your store, but help us promote American Made Month during the entire month of November. Well, how about we pause now and enjoy this selection? It is the Stevens Point Obedek, and it's by the Red Rock Boys. Thank you.
Everyone is encouraged to support local businesses throughout the year and during National Small Business Weekend, the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month. Small businesses employ more than 60 million Americans and add to the well-being of local economies. So spread the word about National Small Business Weekend, the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month. And for more information, visit nationalsmallbusinessweekend.com.
And I want to say thank you to all of you going out of your way to support our local businesses and, of course, American workers and all that we're trying to do to bring more prosperity to the United States. Well, the 2024 Philadelphia Veterans Parade and Festival will be taking place next Sunday, November the 10th. Everyone is invited to the parade that is going to be at a new location this year. It'll be from 12 noon until 2 in the afternoon. They will start off at 21st Street and the Benjamin Franklin Parkway, march up the parkway to the Art Museum at Eakins Oval, where they will have a festival from 12 noon until 4 p.m. there at Eakins Oval. That's right near the Art Museum. I'll have more information, but if you'd like more information and to come out and honor our very, very fine American veterans, I encourage you to check out PhillyVeteransParade.org. That's PhillyVeteransParade.org, and it will be televised on WPBI TV6 ABC next Sunday the 10th from 12:30 until 2 in the afternoon. And for more information about everything taking place there at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, may I encourage you to visit their internet site by going to polishshrine.com. That's polishshrine.com. And also I'd like to note that many of our advertisers are linked on the last page of the Polish American News. It's a active page. You just click on it and it will open. And I encourage you to check out the last page of the November edition of the Polish American News. I also have greetings today from Helen Cizio and members of the Polish American Heritage Association, PAHA from the Roxborough section, Manayunk area of Philadelphia, from Mr. Kazimir Kowalski and Joseph Walunas, from Pat Foka and everyone from the Polish American Heritage Association of Camden County, as well as from Union Roofing. And as you know, they serve southeastern Pennsylvania and the state of New Jersey. Check them out on the internet by going to unionroofing.com. How about we pause now and enjoy this selection, especially with Election Day coming up this Tuesday. Let's sit back, relax, and enjoy this one by Ann Slack and the Memory Makers.
I wish God would bless America again, just like he did way back there when it all began. He blessed her then, and we sort of took it for granted, and really didn't ask again. So, let's just kind of hold her hand now, that's all. And just in case she stumbles, let's don't let her fall.
God bless America again.
A lot of book learning. There's many things that you just don't understand. But I know this much. She's just like a mother to me, and I love her with all my heart. And let me tell you this, ma'am, everything that I am or I ever hope to be, I owe it all to her. Let's everyone join hands together now and sing God Bless America again.
God bless America again.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I can only tell you we had a wonderful broadcast today. I want to say thank you for tuning in and spreading the word about all of our good messages to your family and friends. And you can also visit the Polish American Center on the internet, on Facebook as well, by going to PACC Philly, and that's at facebook.com/PACC Philly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, until this Wednesday at 11 or next Saturday at 11, I wish you and yours the very best. Don't forget to go out and vote if you haven't done so already, and stay well and be happy. And I'll be looking forward to seeing you in my travels. Do widzenia I przyjemnego weekendu.